Last night I stayed up late, actually late, early into this morning, and woke up and went to dress Radha Shyama Sundar, in their flower outfit, one of my favorites, but not an easy outfit in which to dress the deities. And then I had a kirtan that's up on the site. It's short. I'm still very tired. So that was all I could do. And I gave a short class from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I'm just going to go over that now, because it was such a nice topic, the potency and power of Mahaprasadam. And it continued from last week about Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu's argument over Advaitacharya's inability to sufficiently feed Nityananda Prabhu. And of course he throws rice at him. And this is what Advaitacharya continues to say to his guest. Apanarasamamora koribatari jutadile vipravali bhayina kurile. To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You did not even fear the fact that I am a brahmana. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, the words apanarasama indicate that Advaitacharya considered himself to belong to the smarta brahmanas, and he considered Nityananda Prabhu to be on the transcendental stage with pure Vaishnavas. Lord Nityananda gave Advaitacharya his remnants to situate him on the same platform and make him a pure unalloyed Vaishnava or Paramahansa. Advaitacharya's statement indicates that a Paramahansa Vaishnava is transcendentally situated. A pure Vaishnava is not subject to the rules and regulations of the smarta brahmanas. That was the reason for Advaitacharya stating, Apanara Samamura Kari Bharatari, to raise me to your own standard. A pure Vaishnava or a person on the Paramahansa stage accepts the remnants of food, Mahaprasadam, as spiritual. He does not consider it to be material or sense gratificatory. He accepts Mahaprasadam not as ordinary dal and rice, but as spiritual substance. To say nothing of the remnants of food left by a pure Vaishnava, prasad is never polluted even if it is touched by the mouth of a chandala. Indeed, it retains its spiritual value. Therefore, by eating or touching such Mahaprasad, a Brahman is not degraded. There is no question of being polluted by touching the remnants of such food. Actually, by eating such Mahaprasad, one is freed from all the contaminations of the material condition. That is the verdict of the Shastra. So, Mahaprasadam Govinde Nam Ramani Vaishnavi. As is the case with chanting Hare Krishna, and so many other, every other devotional activity, according to the faith that one has in prasadam, to that degree that Mahaprasadam will have effect upon one who respects it. Prasadam is completely transcendental. Well, we use the word prasadam. Prasadam, in the most general sense, means Krishna's mercy. The holy name is prasadam. The deity form of the Lord is prasadam. The association of Vaishnavas is prasadam. It's all prasadam. But when we talk about foodstuffs, we give it a special meaning. But we should remember that prasadam is not simply another name for food. It means Krishna's mercy. And here in this verse, the purport, we can understand what is actually the potency of Mahaprasadam, especially prasadam, which is actually the remnants of the exalted devotees of the Lord, like Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So Srila Prabhupada says that by taking Mahaprasadam, a smarta brahman. Smarta brahman means a materialist. A materialist can become not only a pure devotee, but he can also become a Paramahansa, which is really the topmost stage of pure devotional service that one will achieve in this world. From there on, it's just being an eternal associate of the Lord in the spiritual world. This is the power of prasadam, and therefore we say this prayer that devotees should accept taking prasadam in the proper mood. They should have great faith. They should have great devotion. They should be very attentive. It should be a form of worship in the same way that chanting Hare Krishna is a form of worship. And in the same way as kirtan is not meant to be a form of entertainment, similarly, taking prasadam is not meant to be just eating food or staying healthy or satisfying one's appetite. But as one advances in devotional service, then prasadam is no longer an act of eating, but it's actually an act of accepting Krishna's mercy as other devotional activities are. And you have to know how to take Krishna's mercy. If you're not adept at taking Krishna's mercy, then it will act, but it won't act the same way. Inasmuch as one needs to be attentive when one chants Hare Krishna in order for the holy name to actually have full benefit, full potency. How fortunate we are. I mean, how many of us, would any of us be in Krishna consciousness if it wasn't for prasadam? And even though at first we take prasadam as food, we actually take it more as sense gratification. It's the legalized sense gratification that's been allowed us. But as we take it, as our hearts become purified, then ultimately sense control is achieved through honoring prasadam. The story of Lord Jagannath and how Parvati Devi felt so insulted that her husband wouldn't even share with her a little piece of prasadam that was in between the fingernails. That's the value of prasadam, that's the importance of prasadam. And although it's abundantly available for us, that's our good fortune. We should consider that even such a small quantity is so much honored and respected. Therefore, Mahaprasadam should never be disrespected, it should never be wasted, it should never be taken for granted, but we should consider, here's Krishna's mercy, now I must take this mercy with great reverence. And when we do, then by taking prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna, and dancing, then one can become a pure devotee paramahamsa, which is really the perfectional stage of life. So Krishna consciousness, the acts of Krishna consciousness have been made very easy for us. What's expected is that we perform these acts without offense, and we do them attentively. And if we do, then this simple process, not going off to the Himalayas, not performing severe austerities, not learning Sanskrit, not becoming a great scholar, but simply performing these activities with faith and devotion, they will give us such great results. Here, these verses are meant to increase our faith in the potency of prasadam. And Advaitacharya himself now is not even talking about eating prasadam, but what's the effect of prasadam when it touches the external part of your body, not the internal, but the external. When externally someone throws rice at you, prasadam is so powerful that even if it's done casually like that, and of course that practice is reserved for Lord Nityananda, not something that others should do. We should not be throwing prasadam at people's bodies, but we should be giving it to them so they can eat it. Even prasadam like that, casually contacted, will have such great benefit. In the same way that even if people indirectly, casually come in contact with Krishna's holy name, then it also has such great value. Mahaprasadam Govinde, Nam Ramani Vaishnave, Svalpa Punya Vatamuradi, Visvasuna Iva Jayati. This is the means by which Shariravi Jajal Jitandriya Tahika, we can overcome, we can conquer our tongue. Krishna also says, Prasadi Savadukanam Hanirasyo Pijayati, that the mercy of the Lord helps one overcome all misery, all suffering, which is inflicted upon us by our mind, by our uncontrolled senses. So take Krishna's prasadam, but take it with love and devotion, and just see the results. Hare Krishna.